It's the Morning X. Jason Dickey, Prince. Good morning, my friends. What's up? What's up? What's up? Oh, look, it's my number one friend right there. It's Hajj Day, Hajj Day. Gotta get down on Hajj Day. Everybody's looking forward to Nicholas on the radio. Nicholas Hajj, assistant host of the program. What's up, my dude? What's up?
I got a 1 a.m. gummy that's kind of still hanging around a little bit tighter than I like.
Why are you taking 1 a.m. gummies?
Because that's when I woke up.
That is unacceptable, all right?
I agree.
Midnight is the threshold, all right? If I can't sleep, I'm like, midnight is the last time that I can poison myself with NyQuil or melatonin or anything like that, because I know if I take it after that, then it's going to be leaning on me.
Those are drugs, Jason. Okay.
Oh, right.
Those are drugs that you're taking. Okay.
You just took out a Sour Patch Kid.
Okay.
Oh.
It's either, you know, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
More candy than drug.
It was just, right.
Anyway.
Those things are still legal?
Yeah. Now more than ever. I don't know, man. Ain't no rules. But
okay.
Yeah, I can't think of a worse thing to come to work and overcome than just a 1 a.m. gummy.
Yeah. On that front, we're starting 3 minutes late because my young friend Emily Bad Taco Pukey Pants said, hey, can we add a song? And then ran out of the room, I assume, to join the ranks of those who have puked at work. Have you puked in this building before? Step your game up, man.
No.
You want to say you've worked here 12 years.
You know what? I have not done it inside the building. I did throw up in the boss's parking spot a couple of years.
Just out of spite?
No,
just to teach him
a
lesson?
Ooh, but that's a good idea.
Just to show him what's up?
No, I think I was definitely coming to work to do a station event, and just the night's festivities before were still like, nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I got to get this out.
Okay.
Successful event.
And you aimed it at the boss's parking spot?
No, it's on the weekends. I parked there. This is like a dominance play.
You park in the boss's spot in the weekends? Mm-hmm. What if he comes up here on the weekends?
There's another one.
See, people who don't respect parking spaces, that's...
Technically, it just says reserved, okay? It used to say for like CEO, C whatever.
Uh-huh.
But now it just says reserved parking. And
so
I'm like,
it might be reserved for you?
Who knows?
That might be for you.
I don't know. Okay. Nobody sent me a memo.
Yeah. Hey, there she is.
Oh, hi.
Fresh back from the... I don't know where you were.
Hi.
Who knows? Maybe you were just making hot chocolate early.
Yeah.
What's up, my friend? How are you? Is everything all right?
Well, I was doing great when I woke up. And then on the drive here...
Mm-hmm.
It hit me, but like, not from the top, from the bottom.
You don't have to. We know.
Nasty, yeah.
So I wasn't just like a, I didn't want to pull a Jason trash can.
How are you, Jason?
Studio.
For the love of God, please tell me that there's some abandoned piece of trash in the front ditch.
You have not joined the ranks of those of us who have puked at work?
Oh, no, it was the opposite.
I know. Why would you ask you a question? And then you could have just said,
oh, puking at work. No, I haven't done that yet.
You know what? That's good. That's fine.
Body. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Guys, I think I'm good for at least 30 minutes.
Well, first of all my radio baby jokes are now out the window.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Can't make those. But
yeah.
I was gonna tell you, assuming that you were puking at work, to like just run to the guy's studio next door because their stupid door is still open, even though Mr. Gaia can't.
I have
claustrophobia. Got fired. And like, yeah, just let one loose in their trash can. But now I'm like,
I mean, I still can.
Yeah, but that's.
It's a little spicy.
Do you think this is based on how you were raised, your readiness to tell us about this? Because
I mean, my mother.
Mom, who was in the studio yesterday, in the first hour that she met Nick, started talking to him about his fecal patterns.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
My mom did have a child book whenever I was a kid called Everybody Poops.
Yeah.
And it tells you that everybody poops.
That's an
Jason
enabler.
Had one, it's nobody poops.
Yeah.
Nobody poops and shut up about it.
Yeah, exactly. Saturday Morning X Headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by, Jessica. Here's something to feel good about, Emily.
Oh, good.
It was a record-setting day yesterday. There's a new YouTube record holder.
Oh.
The first video ever to hit 10 billion views. Do you know what it is, Emily?
Is it a weekend thing? No.
Do you think he already hit a billion?
Is the weekend?
Yeah, like the weekend they released a music video. Is it BTS?
No, no.
But
no,
you're closer.
No,
no, no.
This is a real musical artist, okay?
Real musical artist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Parents with the kids in the back seat.
Trigger warning.
Earmuffs them. Baby shark.
Mommy shark.
The first to hit 10 billion views. Now, I guess this was not. It had a considerable lead over the number two most viewed video, Despacito.
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 No, 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 no.
Despacito.
It goes Despacito.
No.
Why don't you come from your family? I don't even know the words to the goddamn Desperado. That used to be a good
Desperado.
Joke.
Desperado.
Used to be a good joke once upon a time. Yeah, that video is in second with 7.7 billion views, so it was only a matter of time before Baby Shark became the first 10 billion viewed video. It came out in 2016. It is still the most viewed video on YouTube the last 15 months. That's just parents turning it on and being like, hey.
It's a shut-up machine.
I'm going to go drink Chardonnay in the closet for a second. you just
Mommy
stay
needs
here.
A rosé.
Okay, don't move. Everything's going to be fine, right? The Baby Shark people, by the way, we've told you this before. They're not going anywhere.
Oh, no.
Because they now have their own cartoon series on Nickelodeon. They've got merch, toys, party decorations. There's a live tour, a live Baby Shark tour.
I kind of do want to see Baby Shark on ice.
That'd be cool. Baby, Circus Olay.
No,
like
no,
Circus Olay Baby Shark.
That would not be
I
cool.
just watched the Hawkeye on Disney Plus. It's an Avenger thing. Comic books. It's good. It's very good. But they do the...
Oh, okay.
They do the Captain America Steve Rogers musical on Broadway, which is purposely terrible. But I want like Baby Shark...
Oh my God, I don't care!
Flying musical? Across the screen... Yeah, swinging from ropes. It'll just be like Spider-Man, turn off the dark.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know some of the people out there, the parents, and like they hate the Baby Shark. Mm-hmm. All right?
It gets
stuck in their kid's head or something like that. Look, the Baby Shark, it fills me with hope. All right? Because do you think the jackass who was writing that song knew this is my ticket out? All right? No, they're just like, here's another goofball song that I'm going to put out for a kid. Someday, guys, all right, I'm going to have a stupid goofball idea that eventually will have its own Nickelodeon show. All right? Right?
I don't really know the real origins.
Is it Tales of Gluttony? Is Tales of Gluttony, are we going to spin that
I
into...
I mean, it's guacamole pants. Even guacamole pants.
You don't know nothing about those.
Whenever I was in summer camp in Catholic school, that we used to sing Baby Shark. So it's been around for a hot minute.
When you were in...
It was a camp song originally. That way it was because there's like little hand movements that go with it. And it was originally like a camp song. Specifically for me, Christian camp song. Mm-hmm. And then I guess some dude put some backtrack behind it and some whoop, 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 whoop. And then became the new Baby Shark for those kiddos and electronics. And
are you still
like
following
that.
The principles that you learned at the Christian summer camp?
Principles? What principles?
I mean, I assume that they would.
Obviously not. That's why God wouldn't have struck her down with a bad taco.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
This is that eighth plague.
That's what they teach you at Christian camp,
well,
right?
They did teach me.
That's all about the...
They did teach me that you have to eat everything off of your plate. If you don't, they'll save it for the next day.
And tomorrow is National Use Your Gift Card Day. Yay! I guess they say January 15th is the day where people who got gift cards for the holiday season forget about them and throw them into a drawer somewhere and never bring them out again. So they're like, hey, use them tomorrow. 51% of people say that they have an unused gift card, with the average person sitting on a cool $116.
Oof.
Do you guys have unused gift cards at home?
Yep, I definitely do.
I've got a Visa thing in my wallet for $50 from I don't know, 4 years ago.
What? That's good.
What are you doing? What are we waiting on?
Just sitting there.
They don't take that at the gummy dispensary?
Probably.
At the gummy. Yeah. At gummy land.
I think I have to call a number and activate it. And I'm like, who's got time for that?
I was going to say, no, I don't have any of those. That's a sucker move. Mm-hmm. But then I remembered that my dad's current baby mama wife type person.
Yeah.
She does send me the very unoriginal HEB line $25 Chili's gift card for Christmas every third year.
Hand it over to me.
Yeah.
I'll use it.
You know what? I might do that for you.
Yeah. All I love Chili's. I have a lot of gift cards that are left over because I have that habit of you buy something. It's always like this. You buy something and then there's still like $1.75.
Yeah, throw that in the trash.
And I'm like,
throw that in the trash.
I don't like being wasteful. So I'll just use it later.
Thing you said, just throw $1 in the trash.
$1.75.
Order something else. Customize your order so that you don't wind up at $23.75.
It's hard to have it exact, though.
Well,
so.
You just take $1 off the next time. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. They're gonna get.
If I give you a Chili's gift card, Emily, will you promise not to tell me how you eliminate the food that you consume with that money? All right. So we just heard about Emily's trip to meet her family's financial advisor, and is her financial future secure now? Is there prosperity in the future for her? I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
But you said a thing, and look, I'm open to the idea that I've just been wrong about this my entire life. I'm learning things all the time. That it's like, Wait, what? You said, in my opinion, there is no more optimal way than charging things on your credit card and then paying 100% of the balance at the end of the month. You guys seem to push back as if that is not the correct way.
I mean, it's not the correct way, but there are other ways
No.
Yeah.
You specifically said, no, I shouldn't pay off my balance. That way I don't drain all my accounts. That's how the credit card company gets you. That's how they're like, here, do you want some things but don't have the money for them? Well, here, take this card and then you can.
Yeah, but if I can pay half of it at the beginning of the month and half of it at the end of the month, then is that really that big of an issue?
So
if we're talking about a period of 2 weeks, that's fine. But as long as you're paying it before the due date.
Yeah, of course.
You pay 100% of the balance before the due date.
Yeah. I just pay it in chunks.
Here's the deal.
Throughout the due date.
Why not just wait until you have the entire thing? That makes no sense as well, but that's also fine.
There's a thing called the credit utilization ratio, which means if they will lend you this much money and you're using this much, if that goes down, i.e. paying off your balance, that is ultimately the best thing for your credit. So you are right. You don't want to carry a balance on your credit card.
Well, also because that's when you pay interest.
Yes, but that has nothing to do with your credit score. That's just you. That's just I hate money.
Right.
So
we were in the middle of a financial advising segment.
I'm on your side. I'm explaining why you're right. Yell at her. Anyway, you should pay off as much of your credit card because it will effectively make you look better. Now, my thing is the opposite. Oh, I got nothing to pay off. Like me carrying a balance would be better for me than not having anything to begin with.
For you.
I don't think it's still giving me a credit card.
Say that again.
I'm not building credit. I'm not affecting my credit score because I have no credit cards. I have no balances. I have nothing.
Okay.
I'm off the grid. You don't have a credit
card? No.
Oh.
Well,
that's not a good idea, right?
I do. I don't think it works anymore.
Yeah. He made some decisions.
I got a piece of plastic that has Wells Fargo's
made some
name
decisions
on it.
About a decade ago that just says I'm not for your world with this credit thing.
I bet that I've got some people that have stolen my my identity down in like Costa Rica that are doing wonders for my credit.
Take guess.
Or at least not as bad as me. So
maybe they're building up some credit for you.
Yeah, maybe they're paying it off too.
Okay, so just so we're all clear here.
Yes,
you pay off the entirety of your balance every month.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's all I was trying
this
to say.
Month, I paid it off twice. So I paid $2,000.
They should take your money from you, okay? Somebody should take your money and hold it for you.
Morning X Sports.
What is the greatest physical feat?
What?
The consultant just warned me about doing the adult talks before 8:30. You know what? I'm going to do it anyway. What's the greatest physical feat you're capable of with an erection?
Ooh.
Ponder on that. Cobalt first.
Oh.
Well, you have one?
You see?
Sorry, I took it a little bit too literally.
Consultant was. We wouldn't be able to. This is a sports segment about erections. But first. Emily, your Houston Texans, shame on you, have fired David Culley. Rude?
unnecessary.
I guess the end of the season, so I guess no longer qualifies as rude.
Yeah.
But yeah, head coach David Culley, who I considered it a questionable move when he got the job, because you were like, who is this guy?
And he wasn't the priest, was he?
No.
Oh,
no,
that's
no,
their
no.
GM guy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They got
hired the chaplain from the Patriots.
Right. No. David Culley was the passing game coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens last season.
And the Chiefs.
No.
But didn't he work for the Chiefs originally?
I don't know. Maybe. His previous job was he's the passing game coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens and was hired as head coach after the Ravens went 32nd out of 32 in passing.
Famously a running team.
Yeah. And so when they hired him, I was like, that's an interesting move. And I've never really had a whole lot of belief in my guy, David Culley. But you fired him. After they went 4-13, I'm gonna say I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I was real worried that you had an 0-17 in your future.
You got four.
Houston Texans. Yeah, you went 4-13. We should point out that when he took the job, he's like, Deshaun Watson is going to be my quarterback, right? And Deshaun Watson is off getting massaged, and we still haven't worked out that situation. Mm-hmm. And so, to fire the dude after he wins four games with Davis Mills and Tyrod Taylor, I'd be like, what's up with that, man? What's up with that?
So there's a lot
rude, of... Rude, Emily. Rude by your hometown team.
I can't believe us. Typical Houston. That's why I moved.
Now, two things. One, if you're part of the woke virtue signaling crowd, you could argue that the Texans only hired David Culley because he is an African-American coach. You were trying to convince Deshaun Watson at the time. He's like, I don't want to play for another butt-chin white guy, Bill O'Brien.
Okay.
So did they just bring this guy in to soothe the whole, hey, our owners aren't totally racist, and try to keep Deshaun Watson? But now they're like, you know what? That guy, turns out he's worse than us with his misogynistic...
misogyny.
And so now they're like,
that's
don't care.
That's the tell-all book that's going to come out on Deshaun Watson. Misogyny.
Yep.
No, it's just misogyny.
Yeah.
But it's massage.
There we go.
But the reports are they want to replace him with another Patriots person. Is it Gerard or Jared? But his last name is Mayo. So if you bring Mayo as your coach, I love that. That's great.
Former player.
Yes. Yeah. Your offensive coordinator is like Joe Ketchup. You got Steve Mustard running the defense. Your offensive line coach,
definitely,
obviously BLT.
Not his name
Bill
is
Lawrence Tomlinson or something like that, but they just call him BLT.
All right. I appreciate your creativity. Do you think Deshaun Watson's problem with Bill O'Brien was his whiteness or his actual, what did you say, butt chin?
Butt chin-ness?
It's
the butt chin-ness.
If they hired an African-American butt-chin-faced man, would that be acceptable to Deshaun Watson? Or is it specifically...
I think it's just the butt-chins.
Okay, so butt chins.
That's the thing that makes you lose in football.
No, it's just like you look at a guy with a butt chin, and you're like, oh, that's a jerk, that's an a-hole. I don't want to do that guy, especially when it's Bill O'Brien. He's just sitting there littering f-bombs all over the place with you.
What about a girl with a butt chin?
What's that?
A girl with a butt chin?
I don't have to see an example. You know what I'm...
Yeah.
Are you asking me if you can do it in the chin, Emily? Is that what you're asking me?
No, but that is an interesting question. Yeah. Didn't know what if there's a stereotype with butt chin women.
Looks at a girl's face, Emily. Nobody makes it that high, okay? You just look at their butts.
Uh-huh. Insulting would not appreciate any of that.
Jokes.
Or this. Josh Allen is set to play a very important playoff game in his hometown. Well, hometown. He's of the Buffalo Bills. They are hosting the New England Patriots on Saturday night, where the high is going to be, brace yourself, boys and girls, 9 degrees.
Fahrenheit.
Did we check and see if this was a typo in the story? It's 9 degrees is the actual number.
Nine degrees. That's what I guess Buffalo, New York. That's just typical this time of year.
Yeah.
Every time I see these things, like these playoff games, Minneapolis, and they got a dome. But I'm like, why is that part of the world inhabited? Okay,
I know.
Like I drive across hours and hours of Texas where there's just nothing. Okay, just pick up Buffalo and put it down next to Odessa. Okay, what are you guys doing up there?
No wonder they had to make hot sauce.
Yes.
They had to eat something that would make them sweat.
9 degrees, and then when you mix in all the wind chills and the other factors, man, can you imagine how many flaming tails, tables that those tailgaters are going to have to jump through?
I was about to say, those tables are
scary.
That's
why they're always lighting fires.
Yeah. It's going to be very cold, and the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, says the cold is a problem for him. Good job, Buffalo, drafting that guy. He has poor circulation, which, 24-year-old professional athlete, poor circulation.
I think it's just anybody
circulation
can get it.
In what?
His blood.
His blood?
Yeah.
That gets to,
What else? What is it? Like his newsletter has poor circulation? what do you mean poor circulation?
I don't know if it was like a specific part of his body.
Well, it
or?
Is. He says specifically his feet during cold weather games. His feet become an issue. He says keeping his feet dry and warm are a real priority, just like Lieutenant Dan said. All right.
Forrest Gump.
Didn't he say something about your feet? All right.
Yeah.
Always keep
gangrener.
Extra pair of socks on something like that.
And then all he had was extra pairs of socks.
But apparently former player Bart Scott on ESPN's Get Up program yesterday, he has the answer for young Josh Allen.
Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that.
I don't have any medical background, so I can't. I don't really have a response to that. But you played, so you must know something.
Viagra. Former player Bart Scott says Viagra is the answer. I guess it makes sense.
All
Viagra is doing is thinning your blood, right?
Effectively, yeah.
You thin your blood a little, and then it gets down into your toesies.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't alcohol do the same thing? Vodka.
Get him
vodka
drunk.
Josh Allen.
Ooh, that's fun. Drunk NFL? Let's do it. Here's the problem with this plan, Mr. Bart Scott. Uh-huh. You should know this as a defender. In the NFL, it's legal to tackle somebody by their hair. If they have long hair, that's fine. They've determined that these are all appropriate places for people to grab you and drag you down from.
If you've created an artificial handle, somebody can just pull you down by that.
They'll flag you for a horse collar, but not a horse.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean?
A lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes. Because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets those circulation to the feet.
I got no experience with the little blue pill. I did once upon a time take a gas station
engorgement pill,
horny goat weed. Engorgement pill.
Yeah,
ew.
Yeah. Dude, it's a disaster, Emily.
It arguably killed Augie Garrido.
Yeah, it was. Oh. It did not arguably kill, but it was just for a fun radio experiment. What is this going
to
do?
I like to argue that it did.
It was not fun at all.
And then I took it.
He got bright red.
And I feel like all the blood rushed from my head or too much rushed into my head. I'm not sure what it was, but then I was sent to
that engorgement pill brain.
Yeah, we were interviewing Augie Garrido that day, the Texas baseball coaching legend,
Jason
Tiros.
I was
very excited to talk to him. Okay, and he did not like me, and I think that my engorgement brain is what
was
made me come off.
Something about you
weird.
That was rubbing him the wrong way.
But serious question: like, if you take the Viagra, I mean, you don't just immediately get
I think you have to activate it.
You still have to get aroused.
To activate it.
Yeah. You don't go, whoa!
I always just hear the thing, and it's been joked about a million times. If you 4 or 5 hours, call a medical professional. Like, I thought you just couldn't stop it. And so,
like, it just happens.
Yeah. And so that is my question, is can you play a football game with an erection?
Yeah. I mean, there have to be, like, what is it on the league with Rafi? Jason Mantzoukas is like, I got a murder boner or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
total documentary style.
You can get, you know, adrenaline starts flowing through your body, and you get excited. Like, you can have one of those things. Like,
yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
Right,
can you have a...
What my point is...
I feel like it affects my agility. I'm just trying to picture... Here's a problem. I'm picturing 40-year-old Jason running around erect, and it's clumsy and unathletic. All right? But I should... I'm sure I played, like, half of my ninth grade baseball games with a cup boner. All right, and so surely you can function normal with that, right?
Assuming that there's not like a you have the appropriate pants, give you a little extra room, mm-hmm. get a little extra inch, mm-hmm. you know, right there around your. Okay.
If you hit it too many times when it's erect, does it do anything? Like, will it?
It'll do something.
No, like, will it affect your performance in the future? Like, can you break it? Is it easily breakable?
Yeah.
If it's penile more,
is the thing.
More erect.
Yeah, 100%, definitely.
You could just snap it in half, kind of situation.
The worst things after the worst.
Here's more of the Morning X.
Sorry, Morning X. Headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Driveway.com. Which of the food shortages is your state the most concerned about?
All of them.
The Omicron. It's got everything all busted up, guys. Mm-hmm. Creating supply chain issues, food shortages. That's because the workers are all sick and can't go move the bulbs of garlic.
Sometimes they're on strike because of working conditions.
Or does that also include the canal thing with the boat? I don't know how much that affected anything anymore. Like, is that, are we still being
affected? Well, at the time, they were like, there's going to be months of fallout until we get this all ironed out. We get the kinks unraveled. But I haven't heard anything yet about that. It's mostly just the COVID and the,
the worker shortage.
Somebody, I think the boats are good. The trucks.
Has examined the Google Trends, which means I get a sweet-ass infographic.
Look at this graph!
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
and it'll tell you by state what is each state the most concerned with. I guess this is just what are they Googling the most when it comes to food shortages. And here in the great state of Texas, we like our chicken, man.
Chicken shortage, chicken wings, or just chicken?
I think just chicken across the board is an issue.
I love chicken.
Yeah.
No.
It's all right.
No.
It's a pretty good food to eat when I feel like I've eaten too much red meat recently.
Mm-hmm. That's health chicken.
Which I've never really felt like that. But I just
get socially pressured into it.
I know that's a thing that people say is like, I don't eat red meat anymore. Yeah. I'm like, why? What was it? Was that
bad for you?
Is that doing something?
Bad for you.
Yeah.
Your heart doesn't like it.
Yeah.
My heart loves it.
Okay. I could see you, though,
I can feel my heart swell every time I have it.
I could see you having some brisket and then still being hungry and be like, you know what? I need to counter out this red meat with some white meat to get like a chicken chaser. Chicken.
That's a good point. Just a white meat chaser, that'll clean you up.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. That's how it works.
That'll do the...
Taking uppers and downers.
Chicken cleanse. You know what?
Chicken cleanse.
I've done that one before. I don't recommend it. You might be on it right now, Emily.
I might be.
Don't do that one.
That's what the tacos were.
Yeah. I'll pitch some juice to chicken to squeeze.com. I don't know if they're going to accept it.
See what they
it's
say.
Like soup, kind of, except for it's just broth.
Chicken, in addition to Texas, is the food shortage most states are searching for. In fact, they're searching for it the most in Hawaii, which is interesting. I know they're, you know, the most remote state. It would be if there's supply chain issues, it seems like makes sense. But if you've been to Hawaii, you know there's chickens just walking down the goddamn road.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there like a whole chicken island?
Yes, there's chickens everywhere. Yeah. All right? Stop and grab one. Take it home and be like, chicken, what's for dinner.
Is this how you actually lost that $7,000 in that parking lot that one time vacation because you were chasing chickens?
I was trying to.
And just the chicken pecked it out of you?
Cream cheese, people on the East Coast are particularly. I have never purchased cream cheese in my life.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What would
not
I use?
Not even
it?
Once?
No. Chip dip. There's so much stuff that you don't even know what cream cheese is in.
Yeah. There's a lot of like crock pot recipes with cream cheese
Pass.
In it.
Pass. No. Mascarpone. I'll get down on a mascarpone every once in a while.
That's correct.
Cheesecake?
I don't hate it, but I would never order it.
I could probably eat an entire block of cream cheese.
Like straight?
Yes.
By itself?
Yes.
Challenge accepted.
Not right now.
The East
not
Coast,
right
yeah, all concerned about cream cheese.
Tell me when you're ready.
Okay. And two states, California and Arizona, good on you guys, most concerned about the shortage of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, that's so funny. My friend actually was on the search for some hot fries, which is by the same company as Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Mm-hmm. Okay. She could not find any, but lucky for us, we have some in our vending machine, so I might have cut her a deal.
Wow.
Are you running a black market on Flamin' Hot Chips?
On Flamin' Hot Chips.
Are you marking up our vending machine?
Yeah, for the hot fries. I was like, hey, like, I'll get you some hot fries if you give me some extra cash.
Like the cream cheese, I've never had hot fries. I've never had vending
machine. Flamin' Hot anything?
No. I've had Flamin' Hot Cheetos enough to know, pass. Crunchy Cheetos, that's good for me.
After years of just seeing the Flamin' Hot stuff and being like, nope, I ain't going to try it. We did our Flamin' Hot off where, and I don't know if you were here or not. That might have been one of your sick weeks.
Yeah.
But we did the whole Takis versus Flamin' Hot Cheetos versus just the hot fries versus just some Doritos Flamin' Hot.
Okay.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos, way to go.
You guys were putting out the content of that level, and they insisted that I come back. I can't believe it.
I don't think that those are corollary things at all. Okay.
I'm all for Takis. So far, no shortage on those. I know, because I bought them yesterday.
Yeah. Well, the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
There's always a Takis surplus, okay? There's always enough Takis.
Takis are great. I love the little hint of lime. I think if I was to eat hot Cheetos, I would only eat the hot Cheetos lime or hot fries. I don't like regular hot Cheetos. They're just spicy. Mm. There's not any flavor.
Mm. Nah, I got a problem. I'm addicted to them.
Our guy, Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Right? Hi, Snoop Dogg.
I have been, for years, ridiculed because I say Ben Affleck, all right? And people say he's not an insurance duck. His name is Ben Affleck. Ben, I can't even say
Affleck?
It right now.
Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
It's not Affleck.
Affleck.
There's an E at the end.
Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Macaulay Culkin.
In a new interview for Wired, explaining that he's fed up with all of this nonsense, that this has been his cross to bear his whole life.
Imagine you have a very unusual kind of slightly unappealing sounding name. Now imagine that somehow there's a huge insurance company that also has that name. Now imagine that insurance company has a bottomless budget to buy television commercials. And now imagine that their creative choice is to hire a duck to shriek your last name in as loud and obnoxious a way as humanly possible for the duration of the television commercial. And then imagine what it's like when you're on an airplane and the hammered lady behind you recognizes you and thinks she's going to do her best Gilbert Gottfried for 6 hours in New York. Thank you, Affleck.
Thank you, Affleck.
Thank you.
Affleck!
I
like it.
Ben Affleck says that he wants a insurance discount.
Affleck!
Because he's had to... is that really the is that?
Affleck!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that is...
I mean, that's the canceled one. That's Gilbert Gottfried.
Hard on the ears. Says he wants a discount on his insurance because he's had to put up with this the whole time. Speaking of hammered ladies behind him, I'm not one to ever point the finger.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck... Noted drinking problem, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, where is this going?
Yeah, a couple of slurry words in there.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, is he drunk during this interview
fine.
Or just nervous?
That's fine.
He's just tired. Just a little tired. Just over his eyes.
That's all right.
Also, shut up, okay?
Shut up.
About Affleck, whether it's an E or an A, that's your biggest problem?
Affleck!
Throw in a silent J, Ben. Afjida or whatever. Okay, they come crying to me about your stupid name.
Well, I think you got a great name, Nicholas Hajda.
I know. Right. You know what the problem is, though? It's not my goddamn name.
I have improved it, okay? I improved your name for you.
Okay.
You're welcome, buddy.
Whatever you say, Dykeman.
Finally.
Talking about the dams, all right?
Right,
the dam reference.
Right, right. finally, this piece of non-news music news. Somebody put together a list of interesting world records that bands hold, and some of them are quite legitimate and interesting. For example, in 2013, Metallica became the first band to play on all 7 continents in 1 year.
Wow.
Now surely lots have played 6, but nobody goes up there, right?
Down there.
There's an up there, though, right?
Yeah, it's ice.
Antarctica.
Antarctica's down there?
Down south. There, yeah.
It depends
the Arctic
on which way
ice.
You're facing, okay?
True.
And if you're facing a map, it will point you south to where right. Antarctica is.
30 Seconds to Mars in 2011 became the, they completed the longest tour by a rock band, a total of 309 dates.
Nice job, wow. Jared Leto.
I would have never figured you, Jared Leto, to be such a worker.
Hey, you got 309?
309 dates.
Do 47 more dates. 356 days in a year. You're so close to just doing once a day.
And there's 356 days in a year?
It's 365.
65?
Yep. Yeah.
Go even more. Fine. Look, I'm a cartographer, not a mathematician, okay?
Okay, your turn to say something stupid.
You're laughing at me.
Look, that's what I just said. Was I said up there, down there? You said 356 days. What's
and
Emily?
I have to say something.
What's Emily gonna say next? Let's see. 21 Pilots, first musical act to certify gold. Every track on two consecutive. Nobody cares. Nobody likes 21 Pilots. Iron Maiden have the most songs featured in video games for a metal band.
Oh,
a total
wow.
of 51. 51 different Iron Maiden jams are in video games? Surely not. Surely that's just they've been on 51
video
games.
Are they all in, like, shooting games?
Well, most
what
surely.
What kind of games
I bet you, you know, you remember Tony Hawk? Like,
driving?
The soundtrack of, to being on the soundtrack of Tony Hawk. You don't think the Iron Maiden was
in? Iron Maiden was in the skateboard video game.
I am ready to bet you a trip to Antarctica. Iron Maiden.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't think you know what Iron Maiden is, okay? They're not like a thrash metal band. They are a very accessible metal band.
You know what? I am thinking the Iron Man song.
You're that thinking
Iron Man.
Ozzy?
Yeah. That
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Which could also be in Tony Hawk.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Get out of here, man. You
Number of the Beast. Apparently it was in Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Jason 1, Nick 0. All right. Now, so some of these get to be more ridiculous. Pearl Jam released the most live tracks in one week. Last year, they put out a digital archive called Deep that had 5,404 live songs.
Why would you do that?
Pearl Jam fans, what's up, my friend Matt, who doesn't listen to this program?
What's up, my what's up to my seventh grade math
just like
teacher?
A silly, silly Pearl Jam fan, and I'm like, what is? Well, why? I get it. Okay, they're pretty good. Pretty good. You're going to listen to 5,400 different live versions of songs?
You have too much pride in yourself if you think you can release that much and be like, yeah, this is good.
I think you can find a better band.
Did you just have to Google Pearl
no,
Jam?
I knew that one.
Okay. Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Kiss, during their 2020 Kiss Goodbye live stream in Dubai. I assume this is because their goodbye tour was canceled for COVID reasons, so they had to do a live stream in Dubai. Get this, they had the highest flame projection in a concert. They had flames going 115 feet in the air. Oh, my.
Wow.
See, that seems ones that the Sucktones could do. Like, we could get to 152.
Whatever venue we play would burn down.
No.
Once it gets, play
it's
outside.
Going on.
No. Yes,
yeah. It's open. Go to Stubbs.
I'm not trying to.
Find a field somewhere.
I ain't trying to Great White anybody here. Mm-hmm. Anybody get the Great White reference? Okay. And the most flame projections launched simultaneously in a music concert. Also, the Kiss 2020 Goodbye live stream. But my favorite one, Motley Crue. They were the first band ever to have a song, Saints of Los Angeles, sell better on Xbox than on iTunes.
You can buy music on Xbox?
I don't know, Nick. Is this a thing?
Yeah. They're all multi-platform entertainment devices.
Saints of Los Angeles was downloaded 37,000 more times on Xbox Live than it was on iTunes.
Mm. Huh. That's a significant amount,
so,
actually.
So, congratulations, Motley Crue.
Thanks. So even Motley Crue can't get a PS5. Jesus Christ.
What is up with
what
that?
What are we doing?
101X.
Waiting.
It's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends, including my friend Nicholas Hajda, who is a noted angry young man. From time to time, he'll just start pounding his fists and stamping his feet, and the steam will be coming out of his ear holes. And we're like, what's the big deal, man? What's the problem? He's got a whole bunch of pent-up rage and aggression. Not the last couple years, though, Emily. We fixed him, okay?
Yeah?
Yeah, but we might have rebroken him.
Oh.
It's been an interesting week for my dude. And that's why we designed this segment, an opportunity for him to blow off some of that steam. It's called Dear Redacted.
Nick Hostel gets butthurt, but he don't want to say anything.
idea is, Nick redacts the name, takes out the name of the person his anger is directed at so as to not get himself in trouble or anybody sued or anybody mad at us.
Yeah.
They know, usually, when you talk about it. So be careful, my friend.
Tread
carefully.
They used to pay me for that. Not anymore.
Oh, boy.
Reckless, wild, and free. That's all what right. we're doing here.
Yeah, let your hair down and just
let's
shake
just go
it out.
Into it. Talk over, Emily. Dear redacted! I know you think that you've... Well, okay, first of all, I know the reason you took my money away is that's nothing to do with me. You're trying to punish people, just lash out and violence. That's fine. But all you've done by taking money from me is ensuring that I waste an equal amount of money in toilet paper and break room coffee and medicine box Band-Aids. That's my goal, okay?
Good.
That is my goal, is to waste more money that you have saved by slashing my pay, all right?
Do you think that that's going to teach him? Is that going to be a...
No, of course not. We don't want to operate on teaching and things of that nature.
Right, there's just going to be...
There would be
future pay cuts that have to take place because of the shortage of medicine kit Band-Aids.
Sucks for Joanne and accounts receivable.
Oh, Joanne, don't bleed out.
Hope you enjoyed having that calculator his last 20 years. Abacus, okay? It's an abacus for you in 2023.
Abacus.
All right?
Calculator away.
Those little beats. Shrook.
Uh-huh.
Shrook.
Was that a rented calculator? We just can't afford it anymore.
We broke it down for parts, okay? There's a chip shortage. That calculator is now giving you extra graphics in the
valuable.
PS5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just selling silicon and
what if the PS5 had calculator level graphics? Be like, you guys gotta come over and check this out. I can spell boobs. Right? I can spell boobs on the PS5.
You guys wanna play some Snake on my PS5? Yeah. That I'm just saying that's all that you've done, okay? Do you think it's gonna make you work harder? No.
Oh well, certainly not that. I don't think anybody was expecting that. But look, I've told people for years that your compensation does not reflect your work ethic, mood, or any of those things.
Also, okay, no, just do it anyway.
Oh no, there's a man.
The
down.
Evidence I have seen is that the things that make you do bad as a radio professional is not being to work. I got perfect attendance, okay? I'm good. Why are you coming after me, all right?
Because that's not it, man, all right?
That's not how that works, okay? That's not how... This is some Jerry Maguire, my word is strong as oak, and now here you are, drafting the Denver Broncos! Nobody gets that.
You can't draft it. Okay.
Sorry.
Go, please move along. Let's just...
Dear Redacted, if you're going to ask me a million questions about my meat, please put on a damn mask. Mm. Okay?
Ooh, what kind of meat?
Barbecue.
Mm.
Go.
We got a whole link of sausage, some turkey.
A whole link of sausage?
A whole link of sausage. That's right.
You must
That's
be
right.
rich.
And some turkey and then lean brisket. And I know everybody's looking at me like,
God,
this guy, he deserves a pay. He deserves having his pay slashed because he's a lean brisket guy. I understand.
Listen, just go around to the back of the barbecue joint. They'll throw that out eventually, okay?
I'm just proud you're not eating hamburgers.
I will be like Newman and Seinfeld, just eating the bottom of the muffin.
Oh my God.
I will eat the lean part of the brisket. It's
Was
delicious.
Newman the one eating the bottom?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Who likes the lean part of the okay, God.
Who likes the fatty part?
Me?
It's all fat. It's gross.
That's the good part.
You bite down, you're like,
I like all of it equally.
If I wanted that, I would just take one of my rolls and put it in my mouth. That's the same thing. That's what you're eating.
Hey, I want to hear about this guy who was spraying his droplets all over your barbecue. But as a former barbecue professional,
yeah,
let me ask you a real question. Why the selling by the link? Sell me barbecue comes by the pound. Okay.
Because then you have, like, I don't know, the links don't come in pounds. Well, maybe
that's fine.
Like
can
that.
You just, I understand
no, because then
why
you, have
you
like
gotta,
half, you'll have like a half link or a quarter link just sitting there. You got little
that's
bits
fine.
And parts. No,
well, if you're always selling it by the pound, then that's fine. You know what it is? It's your unsliced link people who are the problem. All right,
slice your link.
Yes,
yeah.
Get your link sliced and sell it to me by the pound because I don't know how many
meat dries out. It becomes gross.
Mm-hmm.
And just imagine if, okay, you're looking forward to like stuffing some bunch of sausage down your face all week long. You've been sitting there on lockdown and you're like, I can't wait till Saturday.
Think about
it's sausage
that all the time.
Day. it's going to fill my mouth with that delicious sausage. And they just give you a bunch of just cut up bits. You just get the tips.
That's what sausage is. It's just a bunch of cut up bits.
No. You don't understand.
See, I understand. You got to, like a chicken, you got to serve a half chicken, okay? Because you're serving it. But the sausage, just serve it to me by the pound.
Nobody wants all tip sausage, okay?
What's the big deal?
Nobody wants that.
I love the tip.
Ew.
Yeah.
Got a little string
you don't like
bit
the
on
end?
The end.
You don't like the end pieces?
No, I don't like the end pieces.
I go straight for the end pieces.
I don't like the little casing at the end.
You take the sausage link and you eat it like a corn on the cob. You go, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, 2 pounds of meat, all right?
Okay.
This is not a happy experience for me. And so when you're sitting there like, does this look good? I don't know. Oh, this is slightly over. This is a third of a pound of turkey, not a quarter. Like, what? No, put it back. Take it back. Am I going to be that guy? No. Just put it in there. And then
it was the meat slicer who was talking to you.
It's their whole process of just like, it's like this fake customer, like, look at this fine dining experience. You're fast food barbecue, okay? You're a step above Bill Miller, sure. But you ain't one of the fancy places where you got to wait in line. Mm-hmm. Unless there's a line.
Huh.
But the day that I went
there's a line in
And just my point is like, we could all be in and out and on our way if you would just cut out all the chit-chat.
Okay, fair enough. And he's not wearing a mask while slicing your barbecue?
Nah, I think they don't believe it anymore.
Oh,
really?
That is kind of weird.
Shots fired.
And then, like, it's not that you're asking me these professional questions, but they're just like, hey, how's your day? And I'm like, just wrap this up, man.
Let's move along.
I was so distraught over this that I left without pickles or barbecue sauce.
Oh, my God.
I had to use barbecue sauce.
Oh, poor
guy. That's part of the whole reason I go to your establishment is your barbecue sauce, all right?
Really?
Yes.
It's really that good?
I'm a sauce guy.
Do you like the premium barbecue sauce?
Just like the lean brisket. If your barbecue needs sauce, you're eating bad barbecue, bro.
I say if your sauce doesn't meet your bad sauce. I don't know. I like it. I like the sauce. And as a whole reason I went there, and I had to have sweet baby Ray's from my fridge.
Sweet baby
like
Ray's?
Like a poor person.
Oh.
Jesus. No, not sweet baby Ray's. Finish that thought for me. If your sauce needs barbecue, you're eating bad If your barbecue needs sauce,
Don't tell me to go there. There's nothing in there. You keep spiraling down.
Okay. More relatable content. I guess you could file this under the why do slight inconveniences happen to people who aren't outright terrible file.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got an Apple Watch for Christmas and I don't know how to use it.
Oh.
I don't know what this is for.
Oh, boo.
For real, Apple Watch people, get at me. What is this?
It's so they can rescue you when you're kayaking in the ocean and you get too far from shore. You have not seen that commercial?
I guess the...
Or if you're a farmer and you fall into a hole in the ground and you can't reach your phone.
The small handful of people who I've encountered or talked to about it are very evangelical about it. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend, Bumbleina.
People love it.
She loves the Apple Watch, and I'm like, I've now had it... A week and some. I guess I only broke it out of the box on Monday.
I've only seen you wear it, like.
I'm trying to force myself to use it. So my mom bought it for me for Christmas. I made the mistake of looking up how much it costs. Jesus, Mom, why do you hate money? What is your problem?
You know, it's funny because
what is your problem?
She reached out to me a couple of months ago. And
oh,
like,
this
hey,
is your fault.
I'm thinking of doing this for Jason. Do you think that that's a good idea? And I was like, no, he doesn't want it. He hates it. He'll be mad at you for how much money you spent on it.
Yeah.
All you're giving him is the gift of bitching.
Well, right.
And then she points out,
I
appreciate that gift.
Yeah.
That is a very nice gift.
And so I was like,
Found more affordable bitching somewhere along. Look.
She did mention that you once upon a time scoffed this way about your AirPods.
Correct.
And you love them.
I was just going to say, that she bought me AirPods and I was like, that's stupid. I have, plug-in earbuds that work just fine. I don't need. And absolute game changer. The the hands-free, wireless nature of the AirPods. I love them, okay? I remember when those first came out, I was like, you look so stupid.
Oh, yeah. I do,
you
too.
You look so stupid. And now when I see myself in the mirror without them in, I'm like, I feel naked. I gotta put something in my ear here, man.
Uh-huh.
But seriously, I mean, I guess... because I'm sort of a fitnessy type of guy now.
Get into fitness guy. Don't be that guy.
Maybe that's what she was thinking. So far, the greatest moment of Apple Watch ownership was an hour ago when I looked down and saw that my heart rate was 69 beats per minute.
That was pretty good.
Nice.
That was good. Did it go up after you said it because you got excited?
It's actually right at 69 right now as well.
Dang.
But I just don't get it. I don't know what I'm supposed to. I updated the face, so uh-huh. I customized the face for all of the things that I want. It's 39 degrees, guys.
Do you have the nice little circle challenges yet?
Oh, you got to close your rings? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, closing the rings.
Close your rings. That's apparently... See, and that's another thing is now every time I see somebody with an Apple Watch, I'm like, hey, what are you doing with this? What's this for? Including consultant meeting the other day. I'm like, Chase, what... Apple Watch, what do you do with this whole thing? And then he was the one who told me about closing the rings.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently... it's a three-ring circus, this Apple Watch thing, where for fitness, health purposes, you set goals for these three different categories. And then as you progress through the day, your ring starts moving around and you try to close up the ring. One of them is exercise. That one's very simple. It defaults to 30. I set mine to 35. I'm better than you.
Okay.
Did 59 minutes of exercise yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, hold on. It gets more complicated. Somehow I've already done 2 minutes of exercise today. Is that how laborious this show is?
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes. I guess just walking in the parking lot? I don't know.
Well, you've been very mad about your Apple Watch off air.
One of the rings is standing. Like, you're supposed to stand a certain amount of time.
Oh, doesn't it beep at you?
Well, it told me yesterday that I stood for 13 hours, and I was like, I got you on that one, man. I did not.
I did not.
It's confusing laying down with standing again, just because your body's straight.
But, yeah, I guess you're supposed to stand 12 hours, and yesterday I stood 13. That's great. And then the other one is this, like... international mystery, even the internet can't figure it out, is just move. Like, you have a move ring.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to, and that's like a combination of exercise and all. I don't know.
I feel like that's a low standard.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, I've already moved 143, so.
Ooh, you can enable fall detection.
Okay, you've fallen, you can't get up.
Simple. Yeah, it looks like you've taken a hard fall. Send an emergency SOS, or you can say... I fell, but I'm okay. So, I'm sorry. I'm on a list of 67 Apple Watch tips and features.
Okay. Yeah. What else? What else do you have?
I mean, it's all fitness stuff. You talked about that.
Well, but here's the thing. Okay.
GPS tracking, EKG.
The reason why I was like, okay, I'm not going to return this was because I was going to set some sort of distance steps goal for myself this year.
Yes.
2.5 million, I've decided, is the right amount. Okay. I'm going to take 2.5 million steps. It took me a couple of days of, you know, barometerizing what I normally do.
First of all,
10,000 steps is the recommended amount.
Yeah, the minimum.
You guys ain't making it, okay? Mm-hmm. You guys ain't even coming close, because I worked out twice yesterday and I got to 9,800. Like, it's hard.
So you were 200 steps away?
Yeah, it's hard to get to 10,000 steps.
That's their point.
I never get to 10,000 steps, I'll be completely honest. Or at least my phone doesn't track that. But it is tough. I remember when I went to Disney a couple of weeks ago and we went to Epcot. We were at Epcot all day.
Yeah. You drank in all 14 countries of the world.
Yeah, and for some reason, it was only like 12,000 steps.
Because 12,000 steps is a lot.
Yeah, but like...
A drunk step doesn't count.
Yeah, it's more of a stride.
It's like 2.5 drunk steps to one normal step.
Yes.
I did something like 2 million steps last year, so... And was it pretty...
According to your estimations?
That's the thing, okay? My phone does the exact same thing. My phone tracks the steps just as well as the
Probably
thing.
Probably not as well.
It's doing the same. I mean, it's doing the same thing.
Speaking of your phone, this is why I thought that you should get it, is because you can listen to podcasts go to 101x.com, download our podcast. You can listen to it on your Apple phone instead of carrying your phone in your hand while you run like a weirdo. No wonder people are trying to run you down.
Okay.
Oh, so you can listen to music and podcasts off of your Apple Watch.
If I go on a run, I can have my AirPods in, and they will connect to the watch, and I don't have to take my phone with me.
I have no idea.
If that is true, game changer, you win, Mom.
Yeah,
Mom
that's
won,
awesome.
Dick zero. All right?
Why would that not be the way that it works? Why would you create a watch that would do that?
Here's why. Because this is what I believe, okay?
Yeah.
All right? The purpose of the Apple Watch is to flex, okay?
Yes.
It's just 100%. For other people to see you and be like, oh, look at that guy's got an
Apple Watch. It's because there's so many people that they're like, they'll buy a phone every year, the idiots. They'll buy a watch, too.
Yeah, because look, I'm never going to text.
Coming 2023, the Apple Foot.
I'm not going
to
text from it, all right? I'm not going to. I don't do anything.
Phone calls.
I have my phone with me all the time. If you're telling me that I could leave it behind when I go on a jog, then maybe all of a sudden we're talking about it being worth it.
Here, tip number 67 on this article that I'm looking at of things you can do with your Apple Watch. Tell the time.
Wow. That's number 67?
Yeah. Tell the time.
8:04 a.m.
That's good to know. My friends and I were talking about Apple Watches yesterday, and we all mutually agreed that they're kind of tacky. There are some people my age range who like to wear Apple Watches with like fancy clothes, and I don't like that. That looks
again,
just
it's
so.
A flex.
And they're like,
it's like Jason says, it's just the flex. Yeah.
And they always make the excuse, oh, well, I have to track my steps. And I'm like, do you really?
I'm telling you, your phone is tracking your steps just as well as your. If you carry your phone with you everywhere you go, which I do, it's tracking your steps just as good as your. And Nick, go to your health app and then let's see how
it
many.
It won't open.
it
says no.
It's out on strike.
Yeah.
It says I quit.
People become obsessed with the steps too. My aunt and uncle, they actually have a Fitbit. They don't have an Apple Watch, but it's the same thing.
Poor people.
I know, right? Evidently,
you disgust me.
Their health insurance company, if they reach a certain number of steps every single day, like they get a certain amount of money knocked off of their insurance. So my aunt and uncle will go on walks frequently, but if they can't make their time, they take their arm and they just swing it back and forth. And my aunt will walk around and we'll be watching TV and she's swinging her arm back and forth for an hour. She says, I got to get those steps in. I got to get it. And it's become a challenge between her and her husband. But they just cheat. You just cheat.
You want to talk about cheating, man? You know what I witnessed 2 days ago? Bumbleitos, because he's bored, I assume. I was monopolizing the TV. Gets on the Peloton. At Peloton. Already gather and test, my friend. But he gets on the Peloton. He's going to do a workout. And Bumbleina, his mom, says, hold on, hold on, hold on, and runs over, puts her Apple Watch on him.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Cheating.
I opened up my health app.
Yeah.
I'm already at like 9,600 steps for 2022.
For 2022.
I'm going to make it, guys. I'm going to make it.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X Apple Watch people. What is this for? And another thing is, I got an Apple Watch for Christmas. I can't figure out what it's for. Well, why?
It goes on your wrist.
Yeah. I have to charge it every day, every other day. All right, this is like a Casio. When the battery dies in a Casio, you just throw it away. Okay? This I
don't
have to
do that with your Apple Watch.
Put it on the charger every other day.
Yeah. You know what you should do is get one of those wireless chargers and just attach it, tape it to your wrist. That way it's just constantly charging. You're only going to need a cord to the charger then.
Flapper and Apple says, wow, Jason, Apple Watch is life-changing. You can set calorie counting, listening to podcasts with just your watch and AirPods. And, oh, yeah, you're sterile now. So there's that. I'd consider that an added benefit.
Yeah. is there a sperm tracker?
Yeah.
On there, can it see how many you got swimming around?
John in San Marcos says, ooh, I agree with Emily on something. Watches are a fashion item. The Apple Watch is in no way fashionable.
Oh, they're really ugly. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a mandatory ATX says, my cousin wore her Apple Watch on her wedding day. All her pics are with her Apple Watch. Black band, too.
That is the most tacky thing ever.
Hire a photographer. Don't just sit there and take your wedding pictures with your watch, you stupid. God.
And Brett with 1T says, Jason, the stand goal is for standing at least a certain amount of time per hour. If you haven't reached it for the hour, you get a push notification at 10 minutes until the top of the hour reminding you to stand. Okay, so I didn't stand for 13 hours yesterday. Mm-hmm. I just stood a suitable amount of time for 13 of the
hours. 13 of the 24, right, you stood 10 minutes.
I was, I was like, man, I got you fooled, watch. I got you fooled. Good time.
Back to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Sorry, Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. As hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise in Central Texas, Austin, Travis County leaders announced new orders yesterday aimed at businesses. Businesses, if you do not comply with these orders, you could face a $1,000 fine every day. $1,000 today, $1,000 tomorrow, $1,000 on next Friday. And that is if you don't put up a sign.
What kind of sign?
Warning, COVID.
Oh.
It exists.
Warning,
which, honestly,
COVID in the air.
Did you read this? We don't clear all the time.
Nick, am I interpreting this correctly, that basically the new orders are just that you have to put up a sign at the front of your business?
That's the only thing that they can enforce, because we live in a terrible times and states and things and governors and...
Yeah.
So the only thing that we can, because of your precious freedoms, that we can enforce is that you hold up a sign.
This is the sign, and it basically, it's a...
I'll put it on our window. Make us compliant.
It's a four-question check yes or no box thing, basically saying, do you require your employees and customers to wear a mask? Do you require people to show a negative test to enter? Do you require people to be vaccinated? But yeah, the only thing that's enforceable is the existence of this sign, hanging up this sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am, I'm going to say something that is polarizing, unpopular to some, thus strategically poor. I like the government coming into my life, all right? Come kick down my door and tell me what I need, what I should be doing, how I should act right, so that we can fix this whole thing, all right? Well, I'm that guy, okay?
You don't need the government. You now have your Apple Watch to do all that. Let's get rid of the government and just give everybody Apple Watches.
I'm doubly 5G, okay? I'm 10Gs, baby. 10Gs. But this is stupid, okay?
Yeah.
This is stupid. This is a waste of all of our
attention.
Time. This is,
we don't
this
pay
is,
attention.
No, I guess
luckily,
not.
Luckily, this is the last variant we care about. And after that, it's just sorry, Grandma.
I think the last one might have been.
Sorry, Grandma. I know. I'm just trying to be super downer.
Governor Greg Abbott immediately said, none of that counts. None of that counts. Mm-hmm. I made different rules. My rules count more. So none of your rules count.
Well, they should just have like a stock clip of him just like every time there's a story about some COVID regulation, him just going, no.
Yeah. him plugging his ears and going, blah, 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 blah,
blah. Can't hear you.
Yeah.
Are celebrities making your kids fat?
Yes.
But I
don't
guess.
Have kids, so.
These darn liberal celebrities from California coming here putting fat in my kids' veins.
Well, specifically their social media. A new study says that 90% of social media celebrity posts regarding food and beverages feature unhealthy choices.
Of course they do. Those are the only fun ones to take pictures of.
If I see Taylor Grande drinking a grande latte, I'm like, oh, I bet I could drink a grande latte and be fine, right?
Yeah.
Wrong. Here's the problem. Unless your kid is like, you give them a credit card, you control what they're putting in their body. If your kid is fat, it's because you take them to McDonald's too much.
Yeah, that's also very, very true.
You put that kid on an all broccoli diet, and then you can have double McDonald's.
See,
you get to eat their McDonald's.
I saw this, and it made me wonder, though, because, you know, we do a lot of goofball food news on this program. I was like, are we making the kids fat? Are we out there doing it? Are we doing a bad job by always?
I think a lot of our food news isn't that appetizing.
Making a fun hierarchy of chicken nuggets and whatever.
Are we forcing the kids to ask their parents some weird questions about sex? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now we're making
That's
their
good.
Parents fat because they're the ones that are like, oh, now I have a chicken nugget emergency.
Yeah.
I think we should counteract all of our food news by you then leading up with a really gross Tales of Gluttony so that it's like, oh, yum, Pizza Hut Hut came out with this great new pizza.
If anybody's going to gross out our listeners and make them not want hungry, it's you, Emily.
Me?
What's going on with your whole situation
today?
Oh,
I can tell them. Okay, kids, so don't have tacos at 9 p.m.
You know what? We gotta go find that floppy-armed bitch.
Whoa. What? Who are you talking about?
I was once accused by a local newscaster. She said she didn't like this radio show because I'm constantly promoting an unhealthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
To which I said, I'm not promoting it. I'm just living it. Okay. Yes. If anything, I'm a cautionary tale. Okay.
That's funny.
People look at my lifestyle and then they see the unfortunate consequences that I face after that.
We should have been sending you to schools to scare the kids straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really.
But now I lost 100 pounds or something. Mm-hmm. I got an Apple Watch. I'm counting myself. I'm going to walk 2.5 million steps. Where are you at? Oh, you're in a smaller market? Boom. Kaboomskis. Got you there.
Get her.
All right, so we're going to back it off with some of the fast food news, guys. All right.
Topping all
highway food news.
Ah, perfect.
All-you-can-eat pancakes are back at IHOP, guys. you're out on that, Emily?
You said IHOP and I was out. You said pancakes and I said, and then you said IHOP and I said, oh.
See, exact opposite.
Oh.
IHOP, I'm in. Pancakes, I'm out.
Oh, what? Why?
I don't do pancakes.
IHOP.
Are you waffles?
Oh, I love waffles.
I mean, I guess if I'm required to have just some glob of carbs that I'm going to add syrup to alongside my bacon, eggs, biscuits, and the like, then yeah, I would be team waffle over pancake. But just in general.
See, here's the thing is what's the best part of fried breakfast batter, whether it's waffle, because it's the same stuff that goes to whether if you fry it in a pan, it's a pancake. If you put it in a waffle iron, it's a waffle. Mm-hmm. But it's the Christmas. I was team waffle, and then I moved next to
crispness.
Crispness,
yeah.
Just
how you said Christmas, I was like,
no.
The traditional Christmas pancakes.
Ooh, leave pancakes
for
Santa.
My mom does make Christmas pancakes.
But I moved next to a Kirby Lane. And they have, instead of chicken and waffles, they have chicken and pancakes. And I was like, well, that's close enough. Okay. And so they kind of got me with the pancakes. Like that fried crispness is all over the pancake.
Look, as long as I like chicken and waffles. Shout out Bacon. Been closed 7 years now.
Shout out.
But they used to do the most badass chicken and waffles with it. Yeah. They would have bacon cooked into the waffle.
Yeah. Oh,
this big ass hunk of chicken. And yeah, just get that with a giant mimosa and a Bud Light and be like, this is the end of my Sunday. 11 a.m. I'm already done.
They had bacon cooked into everything. Like their building was had bacon bits in it. That's why they failed, because like that's not a sustainable building material.
The mimosa and the Bud Light had bacon cooked right into it. And the questionable choice. But as long as you're treating the pancakes as a side item, okay. All right. If that's the main course,
I mean, what is your main course?
I don't know how I can have a main course and pancakes.
Some sort of a bacon, a sausage.
That's your main part?
A meat product.
No, the pancakes are the main course.
No.
Yes, that's the main course.
You know what? It's a group effort on the breakfast. It's the eggs.
That's a good point.
It's the meat.
That's a good point.
It's the pancakes.
I don't ever eat eggs with pancakes. That's
get
too
out
much.
Of here, fruit bowl that's mostly pineapple.
$5.99. All you can eat pancakes. That does seem affordable. I mean, I don't eat pancakes, but like you can fill up for a whole day on that, right? They start you off with a stack of 5 buttermilk pancakes and follow it up with as many stacks of 2 as you can handle.
See, that's the problem. You can handle 7, okay?
I was going to say, six. What is a like unruly... They see somebody come and they're like, oh, no, not this guy. How many pancakes is he going to eat? 20? Can you eat 20?
You definitely have to go double digits.
Are you a full-on competitive eater if you eat 20 pancakes?
If you can 14? Do 3 of the reorders, if you make it 5, 2, 2, 2, if you go
so
to,
get
11,
to 11,
that's where you're like, okay, this guy really wants it.
Yeah, or, they have to go back and forth at least 2 or 3 more times, then they're going to hate you.
It's check his pulse because I think he's just all
syrup. Right. Limited time only. Get your all-you-can-eat pancakes at IHOP. Not a plug, but we'll take some free stuff, IHOP. Finally this. A new survey says 31% of people have been in a long-distance relationship and that it worked out.
Oh.
Now,
who?
define
worked out.
Actually, it says basically that eventually they moved into the same city together, that they moved back together. Have you guys had a long-term relationship?
Does it count if the judge has instituted you have to stay this far away from somebody?
I don't think so. I don't think that.
Then no.
I've been in a long-distance relationship. Spoiler alert, didn't work out. Here I am. But I'm very glad. It didn't work out.
I don't think you have to stay together forever for it to technically have worked out, right? I mean, because if that's the case,
all of my relationships are successful. I've grown and become a better person.
I wasn't going there, but that is a good point. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've had very few failed relationships. Well, very few.
I never ended up moving in with them, which, according to the study, I guess, is what makes it work out, right?
How far apart were y'all?
We were a house divided, so I went to UT and he went to A&M.
Oh.
So like 2 hours, which isn't like the longest, but it's enough to be annoying. It's enough to be like, well, we can't just like have lunch and then go home.
Would you drive and meet up every weekend?
We would try to, but then towards the end of the relationship, it became like maybe once a month we'd go see each other because it was prime time college too.
Oh,
so there are other things to do.
Prime time college.
Yeah, there are other things to do.
He was slaying all those ag girls.
All the ag girls. Mm-hmm. Probably. I don't really know. But sometimes we would meet in the middle, and meeting between College Station and UT in the middle,
like, what is that?
Nothing. Literally one time I just found a random restaurant.
Put Buffalo. All right.
Yeah. I found a random restaurant that was in between. And we went to it. We were the only people at the restaurant. The restaurant was literally like a farm.
You know what we should do is we should set up a Airbnb wherever is halfway between there just for college students to bang.
True. We had to do it in the car. That was not fun.
For Longhorn Aggie meetups?
Yes.
That is a fun idea.
Look, we could franchise out between Austin and Lubbock.
My high school, my senior year girlfriend went to Tulane. Mm-hmm. She's the person who we formerly on this program called Demon Spawn. We're over that. We don't do that anymore. But she went to Tulane, insistent that settling for the University of Texas would be like a letdown, like that she was not, you know, meeting her goals or doing whatever. She would eventually get knocked up by a drummer. So,
her goals were not met, probably.
Get out of here. Just kidding, Yogi. Love you, bud. She went to Tulane. I went to UT. And our whole freshman year, we spent apart. And it was so devastating for her. Mm-hmm. She transferred back to the University of Texas. And we broke up the first semester that she was back.
Oh, that's
long distance was what we needed, okay?
Yeah.
We were very much in love when I could visit her in New Orleans 4 times a year.
Yeah.
And spend the summers together.
We should hire this people to do a study on your short distance relationships.
Those are more difficult, okay?
They are.
People say long distance relationships are hard. Actually, that's the easy street, my friend. Okay, take that one. Man, her dad was so mad at me. So mad at me when she told him that she was transferring to Tulane to UT. I was like, do you know what you're saving on in-state tuition? Okay.
You should thank you.
I should wet my beak on this, okay? An 8% commission would pay for my college. It's Friday. It's time for my favorite segment of the week.
In the comedic justice system, there are two kinds of people. Those who prosecute terrible jokes and those who attempt to defend them. These are their stories.
I haven't had the joke courts in a bit. At least I haven't seen any joke courts. That's the subject of Emily's first.
Hey, don't spoil my joke.
First, okay. Questionable attempt. But this is the segment where we just go back and find some of the things that we said on the show in an attempt to be humorous that failed. Oftentimes failed, all right?
Yeah, but it's like sometimes a fun fail.
And we
those guys are talking about. Y'all just don't get them.
We ask you to vote at 101X Morning X on Twitter whether or not somebody has committed an offense against comedy. Nick, do you have the all-time statistics for me?
Yes. Emily has 2 jokes she is guilty of. I have 2 jokes I'm guilty of. And Jason has skirted justice yet again.
Perfect record.
Using his high-priced
professional
lawyer.
Comedian.
Yeah.
Fancy tricks. Witnesses.
No
bias, from the audience? Never.
I am going to lose today, all right?
Every time you say that, you know that it's reverse psychology.
I have done wrong. I throw myself at the mercy of the court. I have done wrong. But here, I'm going to...
Don't make me preface this by saying, is Jason an a-hole for telling this joke, okay? Because that's an instant loss.
Let's do Emily's first, because Emily's is just a reference to when we were talking about... It is notable, we don't have a lot of entries for Joke Court this week.
Yeah.
Is that because we're getting better? Was it the long holiday break that we're refreshed and we're not misfiring as much? Are we attempting less? Why come less accusations of, offenses against comedy?
It's hard to do bad jokes when you're worried about getting fired.
All right, maybe. So this is Emily earlier this week explaining the last time we did Joke Court.
We haven't done Joke Court in a year, or what is it?
Don't do it at all.
Look, you can put that one down.
I think that was the one that started Joke Court up again.
Right.
That was literally the first joke
Explain
in a year.
Explain yourself what you're trying to do and what you're doing.
I was trying to do the joke of, like, you know, when you say, wow, I haven't showered in a year.
No, you did it wrong again. I haven't showered since last year.
Oh, okay.
That's why
since
it makes sense.
This is why you are guilty, is because you have to do, if you're going to do the joke, if you're going to do the, man, I haven't seen you since last year.
But it's kind of, arguably, it's kind of funnier if you say in a year, because it's even grosser and more confusing.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
But it kind of does, because we haven't done it since in a year, so I don't know.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
I was heightening the joke. It was even better.
Heightening the joke?
Yes, it was even better because I messed up. It was a strategic thing.
You don't heighten them.
It's no longer a joke.
What do you mean?
If you say we haven't done Joke Court in a year, it's not a joke because we did it like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we haven't done it.
We haven't done it since last year.
It was December 17th is when we did Joke Court. So we haven't done it in a month. that's the statement. The whole joke is that it's not been a whole year.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Here. Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. We have a poll.
Everybody hates
there.
Me anyways. So go ahead and get to me. It's fine. You don't hurt me. I know I'm funny.
The jury was just out to get you. That was the problem.
Oh, everybody's biased.
It wasn't that you totally did the joke wrong.
It was good enough of a bad joke to be able to start Joke Court up again. So in all honesty, I did it a justice.
But
we wouldn't have Joke Court here right now today if it wasn't for me. And it wasn't a bad joke.
Oh, my God. Just take it out.
It was
just
a good joke.
Just take the loss, all right?
No matter what I do, it's going to be bad.
Well, this is we're in a very similar situation. I'm up next. I am on trial next here. And this is what I'm going to do is actually a good joke, Emily. Not
mine
like,
was a good joke, too.
Not like we haven't had a good joke
you
since last year.
You all laughed.
At you.
But
at me, strategically.
I did not execute it correctly, all right? We are talking about, this was in a news segment earlier this week. We have set a brand new Austin, Texas record for COVID-19 cases. We did it, guys.
Yeah.
We did it.
Number one.
Take that, Florida.
Here's my question.
Oh.
Does the record count now that it's an 18-game regular season?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What?
Asterisks.
Asterisks. Football joke.
Yeah. Oh.
I even messed it up. 17-game regular season. 18-week. Son of a... Okay, so...
The silence after that is a little telling.
Well, here's the thing, is that there's... currently, we just finished a football season where people are breaking records, and they're like, do these new records count, though, because you added an extra game this year? So that's what I was going after, which is good. Which would have been good. But it's 17-game regular season, not 18. So I just slipped and fell a little bit there.
Yeah.
All right.
And plus, it takes them 18 weeks because they have a bye week. That's very confusing. It's week 18, but it's a 17-week.
It's just
too confusing of a joke. It's too convoluted. There's too many layers.
No. It's a perfect joke. He just messed it up. He
He just said the wrong thing.
I'll admit it's somewhat I mean, it's somewhat of a deep cut joke. You gotta know a little thing.
If I made it, it would have been incredibly unacceptable. But Jason,
well,
makes
no,
it, so it's okay.
You want to talk about a joke that is too deep for the people? Let's put my man Nicholas Hajda on trial next. You can vote at 101X Morning X. I think I'm guilty because I executed it poorly. Fine joke, poor execution. But Nick, what he's going for here, he's talking about the Karate Kid TV show. He's talking about the Euphoria TV show.
Super popular. Everybody knows. Everybody's watching.
Here we go.
In my dreams, though, the guy who plays the quarterback, I forget his name in the show, Nate.
Yeah, it's always Nate.
He was doing karate, and his karate was even as worse than his football. Because he holds the football.
Right.
I should have tried.
Oh, that was supposed to be a joke.
Oh, that was supposed to be a joke. Well, goddamn job description. Want to say serious things?
Please defend your efforts.
That's a quality joke.
You know what the problem is.
The problem is you don't know how to be a goddamn good partner and help me out. You gotta sit there and if I do something bad, you gotta sit there and point at it. You gotta make just.
Why is that a joke?
It's a joke because people have to understand that you have a complaint about the Euphoria quarterback playing football, which we just talked about a couple of days ago when we talked about Euphoria. So it's fresh on everybody's minds. And again, here's what happens is I tell that hilarious joke and you just go, oh, that stupid Nate. I hate the way he holds the football in Euphoria. That's not how you hold a football, young man. You want to be blah, 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 blah. And you just carry it on. This is a collaborative group effort. But you two jackasses are always just like, oh, look, let's leave Nick alone on this island,
Nick's
not help him out.
Again, as I've explained many times before, the problem with this joke and many of Nick's jokes is it's based on something that such a finite amount of people have knowledge of, and that is specifically that I was upset with the way that Nate, big man on campus, carries the football in season one of Euphoria. No guy who's a badass being recruited to play college football carries the ball like a loaf of bread like he does. And so, yes, this was a rant that I went on 25 months ago.
Okay.
30 months ago when season one of Euphoria was a thing. And you made a whole joke
premise. A few days ago.
You don't see
every
the problem
time
with
we
that?
Talk about Euphoria.
You truly don't see the problem with what I'm talking about here?
I do see the problem with it. Is that it sets you off and it makes you a comedy hole and you derail the show instead of
I was supposed to stop
punches.
And be like, oh, time out. Hang on. Let me explain what Nick's joke is about.
Again, I told you what you do is you just sit there and you say, oh, that stupid quarterback. I hate the way he does it. Do your bit again. You love recycling bits. It's what arguably got us to the top of the ratings. Do it.
But then if
do your job.
The joke then if I have to do the bit afterwards, does the joke still pay off if it is like, oh, now I get the joke. Now I see.
Look, we're just sitting here jibber jabbering in a way that doesn't turn people off so they don't change the channel until the next Spin Doctor song plays, all right? Just keep the ball rolling. We're hot potato, all right? You don't grab the potato. Like,
guilty.
This potato is slightly
guilty.
Lukewarm.
That's
it is not hot. This game is
for an innocent person.
Guilty.
You don't get to vote.
At 101X Morning X, I am going to vote. You can vote in the poll. I'm going to say three guilties today. All right?
You think struck out?
In my opinion, that is three guilties. But you are the decider. At 101X Morning X, get your vote on.
Morning X Sports.
Fridays, we welcome to the show a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the Double DLP, Dennis. Long time no talkie, Dennis De La Pena. What's up, my man? How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I don't know what the statute of limitations is on Happy New Year, but happy 2022 to you.
Hang on, Dennis. Okay. We haven't talked since last year.
You
didn't do that. You would have said we haven't talked in a year, which then would disqualify it as being a joke.
It
right?
feels like a year, no,
thank,
Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
No it's doubt, man. No doubt.
Right. You know what?
Awesome. Comment than a joke,
Dennis. It's very cold in the studio today, so we're all tripping on Viagra. Do you think that's?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I heard it. Who threw that out there for
Bart Scott to Josh Allen? If you can't feel your toes during the cold weather games, just take some Viagra.
I can't wait for my toes to circulate.
It's gonna fix you up, man.
Love it.
Dennis, it's here. Playoff NFL football playoff season is here, and the Dallas Cowboys are right where back where they belong, hosting an NFL playoff game. You know, Dennis, we yesterday had to have a bit of a therapy session because I was crying while watching the finale of Cobra Kai, I guess, because it reminded me of my childhood or something like that. But if you want to talk about things that remind me of my childhood, Cowboys, 49ers, what am I, 11 years old again?
I'm telling you.
And
it's pretty cool. And I've thought about that, too. For guys like us, I mean, it means so much. It's too bad for, like, the younger Cowboy fan or the younger Niner fan that they just read about that in old dusty books, you know, but it was real for us.
See, and here's the problem. Perhaps I really do need to talk to a therapist because in my brain, I don't remember anything but heartbreak, okay? I just remember the 49ers beating us every year, but I know the Cowboys conquered some of those and went to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. I remember winning the Super Bowl. I don't remember ever beating the 49ers.
Yeah. Now, there was that little stretch in the early to mid-90s where, I mean, it really was the de facto Super Bowl. Cowboys-Niners, those were by far the two best teams in the NFL. They met, you know, a game early, and you win that, you're going to be champs. So,
whichever team has Deion Sanders and or Charles Haley wins.
The end. That was it. They were passing them around. But, no, it's pretty cool. And, of course, you know, it was the 40th anniversary of the catch, you know, the Dwight Clark catch where he comes out of nowhere over Everson. So, no, it's dripping with nostalgia. But then it's weird. Like, some of the sound I was running in yesterday's show, then you forget, like, okay, these Cowboys, these are guys, I mean, hey, they hadn't met in the playoffs since 95. But then these Cowboys haven't been to the playoffs in, you know, since 2018. So, it's kind of wild how you got the veterans who are just happy to be back and not taking it for granted. And you got these young guys like CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons who are getting their first taste of it. So, and then, I mean, I'm sure you've heard it, you know, especially doing a sports show. I mean, all week you're hearing how the wrong team's favored in this, how the Niners are a bad matchup, and they're too physical for the boys and this and that. And so you're like, man, I hope this isn't a short stay.
Dennis, I am drinking that Kool-Aid because I'm very worried. Some weird things happened on Sunday that moved the Cowboys from the 4 seed up to the 3 seed, which actually I think is a disaster because now they play the 49ers, who I think are a much better team than, I guess, the Cardinals they would have played. I am worried. The only thing, I just constantly look across and I'm like, they have Jimmy Garoppolo. He's going to mess up, okay?
Right.
He's too handsome to be good at football. He's going to mess up, right?
Yeah, that's what you got to hope for. I mean, because between their physicality that they bring, that running game is so stout. They're getting healthy at the right time. They've won 4 of their last 5. And then the sobering thing for me, you know, because it's easy for a Cowboy fan who's just hungry, right? You're starving for some success. To just wear that 12-win season badge just around with a puffy chest, but it gets a little sobering when it's like, oh, wait a minute, that's 6-0 against this horrid NFC, 6-5 against the rest of the of your competition. Then you're starting to feel a little bit more, I don't know, mediocre, average. We'll see. I hope the matchup in the end doesn't bounce them early, because then it sets up well. You win that one. I mean, you're the 3 seed. Who knows? I mean, I don't see the Bucs stumbling, but against the Eagles. But you know, things are in front of you if you can pull this one off.
Dennis, correct me if I'm wrong, or who was the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons when they had like that huge lead over the Patriots in the Super Bowl and then lost it?
Was it a little
flat brimmed hat wearing Kyle Shanahan? Is that who the coaches of the 49ers is?
Yeah.
Okay, I worried.
Are you trying to make me feel
choker
better?
All right.
Oh.
You think Brandon Staley made a terrible mistake in the last week of the NFL season with the Chargers?
Yeah.
Shanahan's going to one up him.
he went from football genius to butt of all jokes, like, in a hurry, didn't he?
I mean, that was right. They were going to kick that ball no matter what.
Dan Quinn was running that ship, so let's not play that game, you know?
I appreciate your encouragement, Nick, but then I'm reminded that Mike McCarthy is our coach, and so.
When has he ever screwed anything up?
How about them Cowboys? You guys got this one. But speaking of head coaches, we have to talk about Emily's Houston Texans, who fired their coach, David Culley. Rude. I'm just going to say rude. I was never high on David Culley. I thought it was a questionable hire to begin with. But he won four games with Davis Mills, all right? He signed up to coach Deshaun Watson. He showed up and has probably the worst roster in football, won four games, and is fired after one season. What's going on?
I know. And one of those is against the AFC top seed, Tennessee. Almost beat him twice. I hate the business side of the NFL. My favorite when I was reading Nick Caserio's statement, you know, you just want to know, okay, so what's the why? What's the reason here? And he says that their long-term goals and vision weren't lining up. And I'm like, you just interviewed this guy yesterday to give him the job.
Yeah.
Is that something you think you might have talked about? It's such a joke. We'll see. To me, it just reeks of Brian Flores is available, his old Patriots guy, and let's bring him in.
That would be a good get. Emily, you should root for that, all right?
Do you want me to? Will that help you?
I want you to have a good coach, and Brian Flores would be a good one for you.
So. Okay. I was going to say, because he should have been fired to begin with, so that might be if there is a silver lining. But, yeah, Culley, like a 66-year-old sacrificial lamb, that's horrible.
Not cool, man. Dennis, what's on Fox this weekend, dude?
Well, we've got – unfortunately, we don't have that Boys Niners game. You know, that's crazy to me. It's like, come on.
You know, I was going to ask you to explain in as little or as much depth as you want. How does that happen? It's the Cowboys 49ers. The Fox gets the NFC. How does that game wind up on CBS? That's not fair.
Yeah, I know the rotation and the all these contracts of whose turn is it to pick first. I mean, that's what I picture. You know, you're out on the field and you're choosing teams, and somebody else had that first pick.
Does Tony Romo does he just look at the schedule and be like, mine?
Because that's going to be a ratings beast. I'm thinking Sunday, but
you'll have to settle for Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly. We got CB12, right? Yeah, so that's always must see. Especially, I mean, Cowboys fans, I would think you're rooting for the Eagles, because if the Eagles knock off the box and you take care of business, you got another home game. So anyway, we have TB12 and the Bucks and Eagles at noon Sunday. After that, I'm kind of working backwards, but we actually have some college hoop on Sunday afternoon, Georgetown at St. John's. Saturday, some more college ball. 17th ranked Xavier takes on, who they got? Creighton. So that one's at 11. So
good times. Dennis, good to talk to you again. If you need any of this Bart Scott medication, I got plenty to go around.
I'll be right over.
All right, buddy. You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week, all right?
See you guys.
It's an ugly world, guys. Ugly, ugly world. Even on this, a Friday heading into a three-day weekend, look out the window. The sun is shining. It's
beautiful
out there. It's going to be cold AF tomorrow, guys. Cold AF.
I just want to go outside.
Remember this moment, okay? Think back to this moment and let it warm you up, okay? Because every day around this time, we just find a moment of positivity, okay? A way to uplift everybody. Say, hey, you don't have to feel bad about all the terrible things that are happening in the world, because there's all these good things that are happening, right? But somebody always tries to ruin things. It's a segment we call Don't Nick That News. Don't Nick That News. Don't Nick That News. Everybody loves to play. Don't Nick That. Don't Nick That News. Don't Nick That News. Intro survived another consultant meeting. I can't believe it.
Yeah, he hasn't said a word.
Believe it.
It is hard to imagine that we have worse problems than that. But
he even kind of gave his tepid approval of this segment. He goes, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
You got to learn to read between the lines on these consultants, okay?
Well,
he's made his feelings clear on this. He's just not in a way that you can avoid.
How do you mean? What are you trying to say?
He said it sucks and we should change it, but just you were able to...
No, well, listen. I understand when things suck and we should change... And nothing sucks, okay? I wouldn't put out anything that sucks, all right? but I've been told to change things in the past. Okay, if they want something changed, they change it.
Yeah,
they change.
Yeah, they don't need us. They'll change it.
I'm extra agitated because I was in the hallway a second ago, and today Friday is we can never figure out if it's a taco day or not a taco day. Because they alternate, and I heard somebody rustling with a paper bag, and I got excited. It was a MLK Day miracle. Nope, just some other lady just going through her stuff in there. I was like,
okay.
So I stole her breakfast.
Yeah. No breakfast today. Would you say you're hangry? Is that a thing?
Don't even get started.
I am sad.
Okay, hang on. Feel good about these. Listen to these. Are you sad? Well, let me bring you up with the story of the incredible Bryce Weiler. Bryce Weiler of Claremont, Illinois. This is an exceptional human being, okay? In last night's Eastern Illinois, Southern Illinois University basketball showdown. God, it's on my DVR. Don't tell me what happens. Bryce Weiler was providing the radio commentary for this college basketball game, which is notable because my guy is completely blind.
Wow.
Completely blind, born without the ability to see, 4 months premature. My guy is an experienced commentator for a variety of college sports, called over 150 college basketball games, college baseball, softball, volleyball, soccer, minor league baseball as well. He says, quote, anyone can have success in life if they surround themselves with people who believe in them and want them to be successful, end quote. Bryce also works as a full-time disability consultant, a co-founder of the Beautiful Lives Project, a nonprofit that helps people with disabilities gain access to meaningful experiences in athletics, the performing arts, the visual arts, nature, and more. Is there a better human being out there than Bryce Weiler, who called a basketball game last night, despite the fact that he's completely blind?
Okay, look, I want to make sure this guy's not listening, doesn't hear this, but... they just went along with whatever he said.
Oh.
He's sitting there calling, like, it's 3-2-1 at the buzzer. They were in a TV timeout. That was like a bunch of old ladies dribbling and some fancy aww, pants. It was one of those little chihuahua dogs just running over a guy.
Can't even take him to a real basketball game.
Aww.
They were just like, yeah, you nailed it. You called it perfectly. I feel bad.
You should feel bad,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, that was a good story.
Bryce spends 13 to 15 hours per game preparing. Make sure that he knows all of the team stats, player background, so that he can help deliver the vivid detail that the listeners are looking for.
Look, that is impressive. That is actually a skill. That is hard to do, to know all those facts and figures about sports and things. Mm-hmm. So I do kudos this guy, but also I saw a thing on Twitter where he was like, he caught a baseball. He held the glove out and somebody threw the ball into his glove. Okay. Like, I don't want to be in charge of the accomplishment police.
That was a catch.
But I feel like you have to catch it. You got to kind of.
When Smalls makes his first catch in the sandlot, which springboards his entire baseball career, how does he make a catch? Benny the Jet just says, just stick your glove up in the air. I'll take care of the rest. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All exactly. Right? They helped him out because he was wearing that weird hat and had a plastic glove.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to be helping you with your nicking, but the quote, anyone can have success in life if they surround themselves with people who believe in them and want them to be successful. Yeah. So it's just like, if you just get some other people to commentate on the basketball game sitting next to you.
then you'll have a successful commentary.
I looked to see if I could find any of this, and if his commentary...
how about that, Steve?
I agree.
Yeah.
That was good. Like, if that's it, then kudos to this man for pulling.
And back to John.
Okay. All right. Hang on. You can't nick this one, all right?
Okay.
Jonathan lives on St. Helena. And I'm going to say St. Helena, a British overseas territory, I believe, in the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, snap. Jonathan is 190 freaking years old.
Holy crap.
How did you live to be 190? He's a tortoise.
Oh.
Yeah. A Taurus? I'm a Taurus.
Tortoise. Jonathan, previously designated as the Guinness World Record oldest living animal. He is now the oldest tortoise ever, breaking the previous record holder of Tui Malila, who died at the estimated age of 188 back in 1965.
Oh, take that, Tui. Some stuff.
Take that. Jonathan, 190 years old, lives on, I think this is like a remote island sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Blind. A lot of blind.
Talk today.
That don't make the news today. He's blind and has lost his sense of smell, but...
Ah, COVID, my man.
Don't get me...
That's not funny!
Don't get the idea that Jonathan isn't still kicking it at 190 years old. They say that he eats well when hand-fed by his veterinary team, mm-hmm. Which includes veterinarian Joe Hollins, who says that Jonathan is quite active, enjoys the company of fellow giant tortoises David, Emma, and Fred. Listen to this. Quote, in spite of his age, Jonathan still has good libido and is frequently is seen to frequently mate with Emma and sometimes Fred.
Why? Well, you know, he is blind.
He's Animals
are often not particularly gender sensitive, says veterinarian Joe Hollins. Jonathan, 190 years old.
And woke.
He F's dudes as well.
Yeah.
Progressive turtles, 190. How you gonna crap on that, freak show?
First of all, Jonathan, this is not just because I'm mad because you're having more action than I am at 190.
Okay? Oh, he's had a lot, it
sounds
guy.
Like. I'm about ready for Fred.
Oh.
But I've seen how this story goes, okay? You make headlines for being old. BuzzFeed does a bunch of articles. Here's 21 things that are old, younger than Jonathan, the turtle. And next thing you know, you're stroking your dead. Okay. That's what happened to Betty
White.
You're
calling it?
They're coming to you next, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call it on poor Jonathan.
How do the tortoises live to be so old? Like, what's going on?
Really,
they're very slow.
They're
not moving around?
I think it's...
I was told a sedimentary lifestyle was going to shorten my life.
Maybe it's...
Well, not sedimentary, just slow.
Yeah.
They're very... Like, he's still getting his steps in. It just takes him a long time.
Right.
I mean, I think it's just genetics, how they're set up. I mean, lots of animals will
and nobody
grow
tried
into
that,
they,
like, to, like, inject some yourself with some tortoise DNA.
Yeah.
Like,
is that a Spider-Man tortoise man?
Put some of that in the Botox vial and see if that'll just make you young again. No?
I mean, they're working on it. But if you're going to do that, get a tardigrade, okay?
Excuse me?
A tardigrade.
You're not supposed to say that anymore.
Nah, I can't.
Okay?
It's okay. It's called a water bear. These little tiny animals that they're, you hit them with radioactivity, shrug it off. Extreme cold temperatures,
really?
Hot, the fire of the suns, no problems. Vacuum of space, they live for it. Mm. Live through whatever. Get yourself some tardigrade DNA.
If you really want a sad angle on this story, what did his veterinarian say, Joe? Joe says Jonathan's still active, enjoys the company of fellow giant tortoises David, Emma, and Fred. Oftentimes known to mate with Emma and sometimes Fred. What's wrong with David?
Oh. He forgot all about David.
How come David? Is David just a lonely tortoise? Does
David is still doing research on his vaccine and as a COVID survivor.
David.
Yeah.
I hope somebody's giving David some love. It's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends, and thanks to everybody who voted for Friday's Joke Court, and it looks like we did it, guys. Triple guilty. We're all going away. We're all getting locked away.
Mine is still pending. There's time.
No,
the people have
come
on. Morning X. You got it, guys.
We're all guilty.
Emily said something earlier about how she feels like the people aren't judging her fairly, that the jury just doesn't like you. Don't be that guy, man.
No, I mean, it's true, but it's okay. I accept it. I will be in jail for years and years and years.
You don't want to be the guy who's just walking around jail and be like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. The judge didn't like me, okay? The jury didn't like me, all
I
right?
I mean, if I know
just
that
admit
I'm,
to your crimes,
if
okay?
If I know I'm innocent on the inside, that's all that matters, right?
I mean, especially on the radio. Next thing you know, it'll be like, this the war against Emily strikes again.
You're never gonna make parole with this.
With this attitude?
Yes, you have
to
go
accept
in.
My fate.
And yes, admit that you have been recidivized. No, wait, that's when you that's when you do it again, right? You have been
redeemed, fixed.
Corrected?
Yeah.
Corrected?
I have been what's the R word
redeemed?
I'm looking for? Rejuvenated?
I'm worried about you searching for R words.
It is difficult.
Let's move on.
Serena G tweets at the Morning X, says, I want to meet the person who doesn't like Emily. They must not have a lot of friends. Leave the girl alone.
What does their level of friends have? I mean, why does their level of friends have to do anything?
I have a lot of friends. I'll have you know.
Of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, and I appreciate it.
Rehabilitated. Jesus.
Oh, there you go. Okay. There you go. Yeah.
Now we can end the show.
Let's see here. Dan's your man tweets at the Morning X, says Jason has so much time in the afternoons to not do a damn thing. Emily can't decide if her guy is DTF, and Nick just continues to yell more and more, which I like, but it's a 3-day weekend. Can anybody please tell me what day it is?
It's Friday.
Not sure. Not the greatest ever there, Dan, but DTR.
Yeah, it's DTR.
He's definitely DTF.
100% DTF.
Yeah. We're a little worried he might be too much about that.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm
probably not supposed to say because it was at least a hard punishment, but having the afternoons off is so glorious, guys. It is so tremendous.
Yeah.
It's just so great. Is this how you guys been living forever? Is this what happens? That is... They were right. I did have too much on my plate, okay?
Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
your plate is now clean just, and ready to put on the
yesterday
extra.
Yesterday, I just went to a poker game at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, hell yeah.
Oh, great.
Hell yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, replacing
the problem with Jason is not he's too much work. Right. It's too much free time, okay? Take up his free time, bosses.
Be safe. Have a fun weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.